So the other day, I realized I was locked out of a room, but I only had one single lockpick. So I sat there for, I kid you not, at least 20 minutes, just trying my hardest not to break this one lockpick I had because I had to get in this room so bad. And I sat there and a little bit left and a little bit right, and finally, boom, nailed it without breaking the lockpick. Real life or Skyrim?
So I'm gonna say both.
Oh, I'm going with Skyrim on this one.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Skyrim.
Nope, it was my bedroom. I locked myself out
Oh.
a couple weeks ago
No,
before
no. Point
work.
of contention here.
I won that one.
You said lockpick. Were you using a real lockpick?
No, a
Well,
figurative lockpick.
Your story is
what?
unraveling
Wait.
immediately.
So what was a lockpick then?
It was
That
like a
you use?
screwdriver head thing. It was just
Oh,
like a
and you were
hooky
afraid it was
board.
gonna break.
I was afraid it was gonna break, and then it would break off, and I'd never get into my bedroom ever again.
You could kick in the
door.
I
won
could kick in the door, but then I'd lose my deposit
Okay.
All
that
right.
I'm probably
Fair
gonna
enough.
lose anyway.
So yeah,
Fair
I think Dorian's closest there. He said both.
Yeah.
So that
Goes to
round.
you.
All
Well
right,
done.
sweet.
Well done.
Oh, small victories.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 3 of Arrows to the Knee, the hashtag Dovacast. I am Killian Giant's Toe McMurphy, joined as always, as ever, every single time by my wonderful co-host, Dorian Fetch the Mead Mitchell. How you
Hey,
doing, Dorian?
good man. How you guys doing?
And Lee Grilled Leek Stetson.
Honest pay for honest work.
Always. My character's doing well. Level 60. I'm kind of at the point where I'm really looking for stuff to do, and I'm struggling to find it. How about you, Dorian?
So my character is level 57. I recently finished the Dark Brotherhood quest line, which I will talk about it later on in this episode. Currently, I am looking for the Eyes of the Falmer for the Thieves Guild, and my next big thing will be to collect all the Dragon Priest masks.
Don't you think they're above the nose of the Falmer?
Ooh, I never
Da, 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 da,
that.
da.
Boop.
How
How
about
about
you,
you, Lee?
Lee?
Yeah, I've had just a wondrous time in Skyrim lately. So I'm continuing down, as we know, as listeners know, my path to unite the bandit clans of
Yes.
Skyrim. But I think what was missing was an aspect of organization. So I decided to reach out to my companions, the companions, my companions.
Oh, they're mine now. Okay. That's.
Well, so I want to remain humble, but I'm the harbinger of the companions. And so I'm looking at
Oh.
using this as a platform so that the bandits will actually recognize me. Because bandits recognize force. And
Yes.
who has more force than the companions? But anyway, that's really cool. But I think we've got something much more exciting going on.
What's that, Lee?
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Killian, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on?
We are joined by our very first guest,
Whoa.
CJ Battleborn. CJ, how you doing today, bud?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here, guys.
We're happy to have you.
Yeah, man.
Welcome,
Love the
welcome.
show.
Wow.
Do you love the show?
Yeah.
I might be exaggerating.
Oh.
Love is a
I
strong
think he
word.
likes it greatly.
I think we're gonna start off your time on the podcast with a few questions from our interview extraordinaire, Dorian Mitchell.
Before we do that, Killian, I just want CJ just quickly like your little talk about a little bit about your ties to Skyrim.
Sure,
Yeah, how about that?
absolutely. To just full disclosure, I haven't played the game in probably a little over a year.
Boo.
But these discussions have gotten me pretty excited. I'll probably start again, and I think I'm probably just gonna go ahead and start an entirely new game when I do it. So,
Nice.
Well, I'm glad we
maybe
have
try to
this.
do something different than what I did before.
What did you
So,
do before?
before I was I the very first time I played, it was pretty generic. Like I did, sword and shield, bow and arrow. Just kind of went through the game, slashing and hacking.
As a warrior.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think that what I'd like to try this time, because I've played all three of the major games, Oblivion, Morrowind, and I always kind of did that kind of character. So what I'd really like to do is something I've never done before, is just try to be a pure mage and just do everything completely
Oh.
with magic.
Magic.
Yeah,
Be
yeah.
careful where you cast those spells.
Right, yeah.
You can burn someone's house down.
Make a guard nervous.
Yeah.
And I think if I do it, I'm gonna have to do it like full blown. Because if I try to do some kind of like battle mage thing where I have an axe and a spell, I'm just gonna use that axe all the
Yes,
time and
just
never commit to it. So I'm gonna just try to do like a pure and see some different parts of the game that I've never used before.
So get used to turning and running away frantically when you run out of magic up, because that will happen a lot.
Okay, yeah,
Almost
that's good
exclusively.
advice. That's
Oh
good
yeah,
advice.
just run with your hands up. It helps you run a lot faster. And so now it's time for our segment, CJ.
Sure, yeah.
I had some questions to ask you. I thought these questions a lot. I scribbled many notes, throw those notes away, a whole new thing.
Okay.
So first
I'm glad I'm getting the quality questions.
So, as you should.
Quality is another strong word.
What is your name?
Who are you? So
wrong
first,
game.
First question I have for you, CJ. CJ Battle Barnes. That's quite a title.
You How, gave it to me, so.
Yeah, I gave it to you. It's very odd. I don't remember this at all.
I gave it to you.
Oh, okay. It was killing.
Yeah, I thought
Sorry.
You battled an actual barn. Like, you went out in the wilds of Cambridge and did battle with a barn. Is
no,
true?
Barnes is with an E in there. It's not.
Well, my
yeah.
facts are wrong. Okay.
Yeah. You're off to a great start. Bro.
Yeah. So, I have a what-if scenario for you, CJ.
Okay. I like
so
what-if
So, you played the game, you know, about a year ago. So, you know. So, say you're in Whiterun.
Okay.
You see someone's silver necklace.
Okay.
And you're like, yeah, that's pretty fancy. I kind of want it. And you go to, you know, you pickpocket said silver necklace. But a
okay.
guard catches you. And he says to you, you have committed crimes against Skyrim and her people. What say you in your defense? What is your response?
Obviously, I kill the guard, right? That's how you... That's the
Whoa!
Okay, well,
You're
that's
from
coming.
The Killian McMurphy
yeah,
camp of Skyrim.
No, whenever I feel like this, I don't... I didn't intend to do it all the time, but anytime I like got in trouble or did something I didn't want to do in Skyrim, I would kind of just go on a rampage and see how long I could last.
Mm.
And then when it's over, I just go back to the recent save and just don't do that again. So
a little crime.
You get a little bit of fun out of it, but then you go back to what you were doing before.
I think that's a sign of some like deep seated.
Yeah,
it could be. I don't know.
I was
going to
say that's
you don't have many other places that you. Something like that. So.
You can't do that at work. Or,
no,
no.
So
only Tampa.
Walmart.
Yeah. So I would have.
Walmart.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that's something I learned about you today. I would have accepted the answer. I don't have time for this. Do you? And the guard would have said, "You know what? You're not worth the hassle."
I also really don't remember what like the options were in like the.
Usually,
maybe you should have
yeah.
gave me the options for. The
oh
test.
No! I think you just fine.
We'll
okay.
have that in
okay.
post.
Yeah. Yeah. CJ, so I understand you have acting experience, correct?
Sure, yeah, a little
and
bit.
And I think your history involves Cats the Musical, Deep Blue Sea, Black Swan, 51st Dates. Is this all making sense? Is all
sure? You left out Sharknado 2. The
yeah.
second one. It's very important.
I did like your work
yeah.
in that movie.
Thank you.
Wait, what is it about acting you enjoy?
You know, I love escaping. You know, that's what the same thing that it is. For like the video games or any movies that I watch, it's just about escaping your reality and exploring something else for a little while. You know, not that my reality is anything horrible. I have a great life. I love it. But like, it's just kind of fun to see somebody else's perspective and put yourself in another situation.
Much like Skyrim.
Exactly. Yeah.
See, it all comes
yeah.
full circle.
Yeah.
So it all ties in somehow.
Yeah.
And so my last question mm-hmm. for you, what would you rather eat? A giant's toe? Vampire dust with the antenna of a Charis Hunter. A Charis Hunter is a praying mantis-like bug.
I'm glad you explained that to me.
I was, yeah.
I did not
sure,
know
yeah.
that. I don't know exactly what happens when you eat either one of these things. I know, like, everything in the game that you eat has, like, an effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
correct.
Yeah, I don't
four,
know.
Even four effects.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, four.
Indeed.
Interesting.
But not we're not taking effects into this purely.
We're talking
taste.
About literally like
we're doing
taste.
No, but that is a well considered answer
yeah.
because
yeah, seriously.
There
I
are
mean.
Consequences to all of our actions in Skyrim.
And plus, like when I think about it, the first thing I thought about was taste. I'm like, okay, obviously Giant's Toe isn't gonna taste very good, but I have absolutely no idea what vampire dust would taste like. So I don't know how to answer
yeah.
that exactly in that way.
Okay. So if you had
But
chosen,
I'm gonna just yeah, to yeah. I like to live dangerously. I'm gonna say vampire dust.
Whoa. So if you had eaten the vampire dust, you would have gained visibility. So there you go.
Oh, good
the
job.
There
good
you go.
Job.
Always trust your gut. Right?
And that is all the questions I have for you, CJ. Thank you.
What a well done interview.
I have experience interviewing people and whatnot, I believe.
Speaking of experience, let's talk about your experience with the Dark Brother that we wanted to talk about earlier.
Now, gentle listeners, I apologize in advance. This is the first time I'm going to admit that I was wrong about a statement I made previously in an earlier episode.
The first of many.
Yes.
Well, let's not say that. So, if people, as we recall, in episode one, I kind of bashed Cicero a little bit. I use a couple of choice phrases when I described him.
Mm-hmm.
Killian Lee took offense at that. And I apologize. They were right and I was wrong. Cicero is a true member of the Dark Brotherhood, and I found out the hard way.
What was the hard way?
And during the Dark Brotherhood quest line, you do the bit with the gourmet, you assume the identity of the gourmet, you go to poison the emperor, and you do this successfully. You think you are great, turns out that was an imposter. And you, when you go upstairs, after you escape on the top of the castle, you have the his personal bodyguards waiting for you, and the commander's there saying how Astrid had betrayed you and sold you out. So that was kind of a letdown for me.
Just like we told you, we warned you a long time ago.
You did, and you know what? So I would take back my earlier statements.
Hail Sithis.
Hail Sithis indeed.
Yeah, poor Dorian. Should we accept his apology?
We'll consider it. No, that takes a lot. It does take a lot to say that you were wrong. Especially when you're wrong so often.
What's that?
It's a lot.
That's very odd. I don't think that's right at all.
Very high batting average.
I don't think that's right at all, but we don't need to dwell on that.
Yeah.
With the Dark Brotherhood, have any of you guys ever done the alternate where you actually like take out all of the Dark Brotherhood?
No, I thought about it, but I was convinced.
I did this completely by accident the first time I played it. Because if you, like, you know, Astrid has you with, like, the three people, and she's like, you have to kill these people to get initiated. I'm like, I don't want to do that, you know? And I know it's just a game, and this probably goes against what you think of me from earlier with my rampage.
Right, no,
but I was like, I don't want to kill these innocent people, and so I tried to see if I could, like, kill her instead.
Yeah.
And when you do that, it sets you on an entirely different, like, chain of events, and you actually end up, like, one by one taking out all the members of the
Oh, program. Snap, all right.
So, yeah.
Kind of a fun alternate like way to go.
Well, what if, yeah.
Have you played both sides of it? Have you played
the I did. I went back and did it the other way.
Which way is better, you think?
I think actually doing the Dark Brotherhood mission is much more fun.
That's what I because my boyfriend's playing through right now for his first time, and he just encountered Innocence Lost and did that whole mission. And he asked, should I just murder her instead? And that's pretty what you just said.
I mean, there is, like, I thought that would just be the end of it. Because when you kill her, it just says, like, mission failed and it goes away. But then you go to, like, the nearest town and there's somebody in that town, like, the Jarl or whatever is actually, like, gives you another mission to take out the rest of them. So.
Talking about things that are better, I want to take a moment to thank this episode's sponsor. Look, this episode is sponsored by just a really good group of people. All members of the White Run Guard chipped in to buy a sponsor spot for this one.
Thanks, guys.
That's really nice of them.
So they wanted us to help get the word out for their annual bake sale, which is coming up on the 24th of mid-year. They're going to be providing dumplings, sweet rolls, pies, crostatas, you name it. And it's going to be in the Plains District, which means all of the local vendors are going to have their stalls set up. There's going to be fun, games, all sorts of things. So why did they want us to help them get the word out? Well, recently, there's a new member of the White Run Guard. Now, this person used to be an adventurer, much like myself.
I used to be an adventurer like you.
And while they were out venturing, they saw that some of the other holds, the guard uniforms had more protection, we'll say. And recently, Larry was fighting a dragon, with the help of the Dragonborn, of course, and got a little scratched up on the arms. So all proceeds at the bake sale are going towards getting new gauntlets for the White Run Guard uniform. Commander Caius himself said that this is approved as part of the standard uniform if they can raise enough funds at the bake sale. So make sure that you come out, have a good time, enjoy some sweets. We'll see you there. We really love supporting a good cause. We're really thrilled to have the White Run Guard as this week's sponsor.
And try not to murder anybody while you guys are there.
And also know that your sweet rolls will be well protected.
Yes.
They need help. You know, those guys make surprisingly little.
They really do. No wonder they're so angry.
So what, they have fur gauntlets. Are they trying to upgrade steel?
So White Run guards, the brave men and women on the front lines in the White Run hold, they actually don't wear anything on their forearms, on their arms at all. For the most part, they don't even have gloves. So they're just holding their arms up.
Just bare arming it. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to clarify, you're saying bare arm as in nothing on their arms, not bare arms, right?
Bare arms.
The A-R-E, not the E-A-R.
Not cave bare arms.
That would be great.
Or snow bear.
I think there's a mob.
Yeah, that's definitely possible.
Oh, man. So, terrifying.
Maybe that's what the White Run Guard should be saving up for. Bare arms.
So, Killian, I know that you have some cool information to pass along.
I have some very, very, very interesting, spicy information.
Ooh.
I'm intrigued.
So everybody knows Nazim. Have you ever been to the Cloud District, Nazim? Angry all the time, Nazim.
Do you get to the Cloud District very often? Oh, what am I saying? Of course you don't.
You know, he gets me every time. I shouldn't get mad, but I get steam.
Yeah, very, very
oh,
upset.
Oh, it's very,
very
much
very
so.
Upset. Well, I recently discovered why Nazim is so angry.
Okay.
Sounds intriguing.
It's part of some cut content from Skyrim that Todd Howard apparently didn't have room for. So, Nazim, he stays at the local inn. But originally, he was supposed to have his own place called, I believe, the Winterstead Manor. Somebody catch me in the ear if I'm wrong.
And this is Whiterun?
This is Whiterun.
Okay.
And but this building doesn't exist. Yet if you look in his pocket, he still has keys for it. Him and his wife both have keys for it.
Who's his wife?
Her name escapes me off the top of my head. But more importantly, you know who else has a key to that manor? Acolyte Jensen.
What?
Interesting. Why would, you know, two different guys and women have a key to the same manor? That's right. Nazim's wife is cheating on him. Nazim is a cuck. And that's why he's so angry all the time.
Whoa. Bombshell.
Yep. Apparently there wasn't room to expand on this.
On this storyline. This very storyline.
Yeah, but that's why he's so angry all the time. That's why he always has a furrowed brow and looks down.
And he took
you.
The cloud district. He's escaping to the cloud district.
He's escaping from the cloud district.
And one, you know, one tries to think what he's doing in the cloud district. I actually don't want to think about it because he might be drowning in sorrows.
He might be drowning in sorrows. He might have somebody that he's seeing
exactly.
there.
Yeah,
his,
exactly.
His whole
maybe the cook up at the Jarl's at Dragon's Reach.
Yeah.
Oh.
Could be anything.
Could be a number of things.
That is some ace detective work, Killian.
Very,
yeah,
very.
Well done, Killian.
If you think that's good detective work, check out this.
Whoa.
Well, in honor of Pride Month, as you guys know, I'm gay. So as a
you
child, I always looked for other gay characters in video games and movies to identify with.
Okay.
Skyrim has one gay couple, but they're in Solstheim and they've been murdered.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
So there's no openly gay couples, but I believe that Rorik from Rorik's Dead.
Ah.
With his wizard friend. I believe they are lovers.
Ooh.
Ooh.
The way they talk so fondly about each other.
Light touches on the arm.
Light touches on the arm. You know, firm handshakes.
Uh-huh.
A lot.
So is this something that we can get an update on next episode?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I will do some further investigating. And I will let you know. Because right now it's just suspicion. It's just suspicion.
Even nosy things, behavior patterns.
Things here. And you know, I just want honesty in Skyrim. And I want to be able to identify with these characters and look up to these characters.
Look up to Rorik of Rorikstead.
Rorik of Rorikstead, exactly.
Okay.
The man who discovered Rorikstead.
I actually just saved him from a bandit cave.
Oh, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, the bandits didn't want to join me, so I had to just kill them all.
You're counting there a lot, aren't you? You're really running this problem a lot.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm now the harbinger of the companion,
right.
So they might respect me a little bit more now.
Well, I have a feeling they won't.
Yeah, it's good to dream, though. It's good to have hopes.
Then it will rain blood from
us. Okay, well,
okay.
It's
a heck of a thing for a leaf
yeah,
farmer
it's
to
been,
say.
This has been a theme.
You gotta water the soil.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I will do some more investigating.
Yeah.
I will probably break into his house, and I will let you guys know next episode.
Oh, well, okay.
Skyrim, not real life.
And now here at Harrison, we do not endorse breaking people's houses while they sleep and studying them. I just want everyone to know that. Maybe we do.
I do.
I don't know our message.
Not the podcast as a whole, but I do.
So, as our listeners know, we usually have a segment where we read passages about books from Skyrim.
Ah, and last few episodes have been the lusty Argonian maid.
And listeners, remember my great accent.
That was the worst thing I've ever
heard. I sound like a Muppet, and that's fine.
I'm still cleaning my ears out.
I think my Muppet voice was great. But I think this episode, we have a very special treat. Killian, why don't you take it away?
CJ and I will be reading passages from the Wabbajack.
Ooh, the Wabbajack.
And I'll start it off. We're just going to be reading the first paragraph. Dorian, can you tell us a little bit about the Wabbajack first?
So the Wabbajack, as everyone knows, is the best daedric artifact in the game. It is a staff that you get from the quest Mind of Madness.
Mm-hmm.
After you grab it, you have the ability to use the staff, and you can cast a random spell. It could be Thunderbolt, it could be a Frost spell, it could be turn someone into a mammoth cheese bowl, it could be take away someone's armor, etc. It could be anything you can think of. It's fantastic.
And there's a book about it.
There's a book about it. And the
you know,
author,
my mom always used to say that life was like a Wabbajack.
Oh. So there's a book about it called Wabbajack. And the author, I believe, is unknown, but there are strong suspicions that it is indeed Pelagius III.
That makes sense. So CJ and I will be reading. Little boys shouldn't summon up the forces of eternal darkness unless they have an adult supervising. I know, but on that sunny night on the 5th of the first seed, I didn't want an adult. I wanted Hermanius Mora, the Danger of Knowledge, Learning, Gums, and Varnishes.
You see, I was told by a beautiful, large-breasted man who lived under the library in my hometown that the fifth of first seed was Hermias Mora's knight. And if I wanted the Ogma Infinium, the Book of Knowledge, I had to summon him. When you're the new king of solitude, every bit of knowledge helps.
Excellent job on the pronunciation.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, well done indeed.
I still don't know if I got that right. Ogma. I'm going to say Ogma.
Ogma. Ogma.
I don't know why they didn't just say the Book of Knowledge.
That would have been easier. Well, they don't know who wrote it, so it's not like we can write in to...
But again, clues point to that it isn't probably Pelagius.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
So, Killian, yeah, so you were telling us, I think you texted Lee and I a week ago or so, asking if you should legendary your skills. Could you explain what that means exactly?
So when you legendary your skills, you get a skill to level 100, and then you go and you select that skill, and it wipes out all your perk points and takes it back down to 15, and you can start leveling it up again.
Okay. Do you keep the perk points?
You keep the perk points. You keep them. You can redistribute them wherever you want.
Okay.
So I texted you both in our little nerdy Skyrim group chat.
Cool.
And I said, should I legendary? Lee immediately says, always.
Always.
And Dorian said, eh. So I just got to table that, and I think we should discuss it now, briefly.
Okay. So Dorian, I'll start with your question. Do you get to keep the perk points?
Yes, sir.
This is effectively the reason, the greatest reason to choose to go legendary. Say that you've been leveling, what's one of your top skills?
Sneak.
So say your sneak is good. Mm-hmm. You've probably got, 10, 12 skill points invested,
in
there?
Yep.
So you use your sneak all the time, which is part of why it's such a high skill for you. By converting it to legendary, you get all of those 12 perk points back.
Right.
Your sneak goes to 15. You're going to be sneaking anyway, so you're going to level that back up to 50 in no time. And you have all of these other perk points that you can redistribute. Maybe your smithing needs a few perk points, but you've been focusing on sneak. Now you have those perk points, and you get to earn them all back as you continue to level. That's point one.
Ooh, that's point one. So that does sound cool. I guess my reservation was that I didn't know, I guess the perk point thing is cool, but also I didn't know if by making a skill legendary, would it slightly improve the skill, its base level, would it slightly improve, or would it just go back to being the base 15?
Right, it goes back to being base 15, which means you get to level it all over again.
Right.
Which for some people could be fun. Say you're doing pickpocketing, and you're pickpocket level 100, you can steal gold chains worth 1,900 gold and not even bat an eye. Now you're back, and there's a challenge added to the using the skill.
Okay.
Not only that, the thing for me was mine was one-handed. I got one-handed up to 100 pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I like using one-handed weapons, but if it's level 100, I don't see the point in using one-handed weapons because it's not going to affect my overall level. My overall leveling up has been so much quicker since I legendary.
See, I didn't know. I've never legendary my skills. And I've gotten a couple of them up like to level 100.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I will try.
Try it out, my man.
I'm always trying.
Let us
things.
Know next episode.
Yeah,
what
so
you
I'll
think.
Be glad to.
All right, so CJ, what'd you think of your first appearance on Arrows to the Knee?
I loved it. I'm inspired to go start another game. And
heck yeah.
I learned a few things I didn't know before. So, yeah.
Just charge head first to the end of the forest.
I think I'm going to do the opposite of what you tell me.
Okay.
And see what
happens.
That's smart. That's what I
That's not smart because, okay, well, you know what? I wish you luck.
Well, thanks.
Obviously.
Well, this tension wraps up episode 3 of Arrows to the Knee, the hashtag DovaCast. Don't forget to share, like, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your families,
tell
your enemies, your neighbors too. Put out a smoke signal telling people about it.
Put a flare up. Don't forget to follow us on social media.
Yes.
Because we are very social people.
I'm Killian McMurphy on Instagram and Facebook, at the Shooter KM on Twitter. Dorian's trying to remember his...
we'll include it in the episode description.
As always, you find me on Facebook at Dorian Mitchell. I'm on Twitter as DorianM48, on Instagram as DorianM48.
All right. Well, as for me, Twitter's the only social network that actually exists. I'm Stetson3. You can find me there.
Strong statement.
Lee, or CJ, same thing.
I'm antisocial. Don't reach out to me.
Okay, don't reach out to CJ.
Just send a letter. You know,
fan mail.
Send my stuff to Killian. He'll handle
it. Yeah, it's all forwarded. I'm his personal secretary. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We can't wait to see you next month.
Get excited.
Good luck on your travels.
Once again, what was that? Don't forget to
like, share, and subscribe, my dudes.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.